Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well.
It is The Savage Nation.
My need is
it is The Savage Nation. Okay, it's enough with the music already. The fact is, yesterday's show was very intriguing to me. I covered the HBO special on Liberace, but really it led into the discussion of he led a hidden life. He was hiding his sexuality because in those days you had to. I thought it was sad. He looked like a nice man. But I asked you, what are you hiding from your friends and neighbors? What do you not tell them? And we got some of the most amazing calls yesterday. I can remember two of them. One man from the San Francisco area said he's a hunter. And he never tells anyone because he would be ostracized, and he discussed hunting. But the most interesting call was a man who spoke a perfect Sicilian, according to my amateur ear. And he said that he's a former member of the Sicilian Cosa Nostra, and he left crime through a secret Catholic organization. I asked him, why did he leave crime? He said, because of the damage he was doing to people. I thought it was amazing. We lost the connection, and we didn't continue. I'd like to continue that discussion today. And if what happens in radio is that many people think about a topic and they don't answer till the next day. So if you want to pick up with that for a minute, the phone number is 855-400-7282, meaning what do you hide from your friends or family? Make me the priest that you wouldn't tell this to. In other words, you go into a priest's whatever, the booth there, a confessional, and you can't tell him everything because he probably knows you. But you can tell it on a national radio show. Isn't that odd? Because you have more anonymity on a national radio show than you have inside the confession booth. Now, I got an interesting email today from a woman who is a former, she was the highest-ranking woman in the Reagan White House. I was shocked by the email. And she said this, I didn't ask for the email. She's going to be on in the third hour tonight, by the way. And she wrote this out of the blue. She said, I just finished reading Michael Savage's great novel, A Time for War, especially interesting regarding the threat of an EMP attack. She writes, I served in the Reagan White House, senior director of the National Security Council. God, I wish she was still there. She writes, I'm very concerned about EMP effects, have done a ton of research about it, have written about it, and thought it would be fun to call into a show sometime to talk about it. I know it's hard to predict the news and what he would want to talk about on certain dates, but if I can swing a time to call in that would be convenient for him. What number should I use? So we contacted Karna Small-Budman, and she will be on the show in the third hour. She was an on-air personality for 15 years as a TV news anchor and a commentator in San Francisco, D.C., and New York, and she then served in the White House for 6 years, and she was the highest-ranking woman in the Reagan White House, last post senior director of the National Security Council. Great woman. She'll be on the show talking about EMP attacks, and I recommend that you check out my novel, A Time for War. It's the greatest Father's Day present you could ever give a man. 855-400-7282. But that leads to the next question of the day. Not only what do you hide from friends and family, we'll see if that's any good, but I want to ask you when you lost your religion. Many people in America are lapsed Catholics, lapsed Jews, well, etc. And they don't go to a church, they don't go to temple. They don't, maybe they say they believe in God or they're spiritual, but they don't believe in their religion anymore. It's a tough question to ask and a tougher one to answer, I'm sure. But I'm interested, when did you leave your religion? What happened in your life or in the world to have you become a lapsed Catholic or Jew or Protestant? And this is a very important question in America today because more and more people, while they're not becoming out-and-out atheists, they're leaving their religion in droves. And there are reasons for it, which I will probably develop as the show goes on. I've thought about it in great detail. It's not that people don't believe in God. It's not that people don't believe in eternity so much. They just have no faith in institutions. But I'd like to know what forced you to walk away, turn your back on your religion? What happened in your life or in the world to have you do that? 855-407-2828. Only Michael Savage could ask such a question and expect your response. But as predicted, my instincts are usually right. The call screening board is lit up like a pinball machine in the Catskill Mountains in the 1950s when a kid can rig the machine and it won't tilt. I used to love those pinball machines. We couldn't rig them. We couldn't rig the machines, but I remember we learned how high you could lift them up to keep the ball horizontal and keep it in play before it went tilt. That was a lot of fun. But then as I got older and I met people who actually service the pinball machines, I found out that there's a pendulum that swings inside a circle, and if it touches the circle, the machine goes on tilt and it knocks. So I have a Telos board here on the Savage Nation, which shows red when callers come in. I've used this since I've ever entered radio. And I remember when I first entered, people said, don't use this thing for call screening. I said, why not? I said, I like it. It gives me feedback. If I hit a topic that people like, the lights go on. If it's a dud, they don't call. Well, they fought with me for months. They said, no, nobody uses this. Everyone takes calls on a computer. I said, no, I'm taking them. I've used this for 19 years very successfully. When I see those lights, I know that you're interested in the topic. So let's begin on WFTL in my favorite city in South Florida, which is, I guess, Fort Lauderdale. Joe on WFTL, welcome. What's on your mind, Joe?
Dr. Savage, I had a detective confess to me once that they actually had killed a guy that they didn't want to go to trial. They put him in the car. He was going to go to trial for killing a state trooper up in Westchester County. His name was Alex Mengel. I don't know if you ever heard of it. He was pulled over coming back from hunting upstate New York, and instead of getting a ticket, he ended up shooting the officer, throwing him in the car, and he put the car in a dead end. He then proceeded to go up north toward Canada, and when he was heading up north, he actually abducted a woman and scalped her, used her hair and her ID to try to get into Canada, and that's when they caught him. Anyway, when they were bringing him to trial, what happened was they had an old-timer, and he was sitting right next to him in the car, and they said that he went for his pistol, which it was all set up. He just shot him in the head, the detective told me. And he said it wasn't so much that he killed the cop that they were mad about. It was what he had done to the woman, what really cost him his life.
Well, you know, many of us believe if we had more cops like the old-timer today, we wouldn't see what we see going on with Major Nidal Hassan, the Muslim psychotic killer of 13 and wounded 32, who's been making a mockery of military justice. He just delayed his trial again by declaring that not only this time does he not want to be it, he does want to be it, he doesn't want to be it. Now he said he's going to represent himself, which means he's immediately going to get an appeal. There are people who know how to rig the system and screw around with it for years and never, ever see justice. You know that. You know that's true. You're an ex-detective yourself.
No, actually, it's the way he told me. It's a funny story. I had got.
No, wait, hold on. You're saying, I'm sorry. Hold on, let me phrase this differently. You're calling with what you heard that's hidden that you've have you never told anyone this story?
I've never told anyone this story. I might have told one of my close friends in conversation who's one of the, you know, we come from the streets of the Bronx and Yonkers, and we kept our mouth shut when we did something. You know, they used to throw guys in the acid tubs up at the dump, and we never talked about it. Yeah, they came in last night, my friend would say. Oh, yeah, they told me to go for a walk, and I don't know what they were doing. But, you know, in those days, like, I'm in my 50s, we lived a different model. We didn't talk. We didn't want no trouble. We didn't want
to... So, Joe, but what makes you call my national radio show and tell a story like this? If it's true, can't someone get in trouble?
I'm sorry?
If this story is true, as I suspect it may be...
Oh, it is.
Aren't you afraid that the detective will be getting in trouble? Or is he dead now?
That's why I never spoke about it. I didn't want him to get... It wasn't him who actually had shot the guy. It was the old-timer that did it is dead. He was a big...
Okay, all right. So the reason you feel able to call my show is because the old-timer's gone.
The old-timer's passed away about 15 years now, at least. He was getting...
Well, I got to tell you, Joe, you just told an incredible story. I mean, it reads like a novel. It was graphic. It was visual. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end. You sure know how to tell a story, Joe. How'd you learn that art?
I'm just going with what, you know, while I'm talking to you. I don't really know.
Yeah, but no, but this is something from your background. It's like me. You come from a background where people learn how to tell stories that are real graphically so others can understand you. It's that simple.
Well, I used to stick my head into the clubs where my grandfather used to play cards. He wasn't a gangster, but he hung out in all the gangster clubs on Arthur Avenue and 181st near Mount Carmel Church. And I can remember looking in the club and him calling me in while he was drinking some Anisette and playing Scope, they call it, Italian guy.
So you're like a Bronx Tale. You're like the real Bronx Tale.
He's from that area. That was the guy that was...
I know Arthur Avenue because the food was amazing there the few times I wandered in there. I mean, the food was really old-time Italian food.
Oh, I stuck my head and he called me over. He'd give me a quarter, and I'd run to the candy store right by the Bronx Zoo and get 5 packs of baseball cards.
So, Joe, with all of this colorful background, do you recall using garbage can covers as shields in fights with other kids when you're under the age of 8?
Used to play. You had to shut it off.
Wait, I don't think you heard my question, Joe. When you were a kid in the Bronx, do you recall using garbage can covers, metal covers, as shields like Roman gladiators when you were going into battle against other kids under age 7?
Right, yeah, that does exist.
We use garbage can covers. I remember to this day I got to tell the story. Joe, I was on Longfellow Avenue, and there was a street above us on a high hill called Bryant Avenue. We were always at war with them. So they would always rain ashes down on us. People don't even know what ashes are. In those days, there was pollution coming out of the apartment buildings. They'd burn garbage, and the remnants of the garbage were as hard as little lava rocks. And the kids would pick them up and throw them down upon us like in a Roman war, right? So we would try to charge up the hill with garbage can covers as shields, and you'd hear the rocks banging off these shields, and if you could get up fast enough and miss the rocks, you grab a kid by the foot and pull him down in the sand. Now, the beauty was no one hurt anybody. No one stabbed anyone. No one shot anyone. It was just boys being boys, Joe.
Well, that's what I told my son the other day. I said, when we were kids and we had a fight, you know, usually you even shook a guy's hand, or next time you saw him, you kind of... you know, gave him a pat on the shoulder. You didn't come back with a gun or anything like they do now. It's crazy.
So what? But with such a background, Joe, I'm in talk radio where I can still enjoy myself. How in Florida do you get a chance to even feel a shot of that verve anymore? A shot of Anisette, of life's Anisette. Where do you get it in Florida?
You hit the nail right on the head. You can't. It's not. It's impossible here. It's not even.
So right, if you go out for a shot of life's Anisette in Fort Lauderdale, what you wind up with is chamomile tea.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Instead of getting a shot of life's Anisette in Florida, you get a glass of a chamomile tea.
They're crazy down here, you know. But it's too late. I'm.
So when you try to schmooze somebody and tell them a story, they look at you like you're crazy, right?
Well, yeah, they do. They don't understand. I was trying to tell them the other day a story of when a friend of mine had gotten stabbed.
Oh, I knew it. See, I know with you, you and I could sit on a boardwalk somewhere and talk for hours. This is great stuff. So it's all bottled up inside you. You got no one to talk to down there.
The guy that stabbed him, I had a rock the size of a football. I was ready to break his head open with it.
Joe, are you in witness protection in Fort Lauderdale? Be honest.
Down in Manhattan on the west.
Joe, you're not listening. You're typical New Yorker. You're worse than me. Are you in witness protection?
No. I've had that question asked of me before, but no.
You know, when I go to South Florida and I drive on Federal Highway between, let's say, Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach. No, Fort Lauderdale and Delray. There must be 200 Italian restaurants that no one goes into. So I say to myself, how many Italian restaurants can the federal government pay for? It's unbelievable to me.
Well, I live not too far from where you are. I live on a street called Atlantic Boulevard. So, and I'm not going to say exactly where, because it goes from east to west. It's pretty long.
But in which town, Joe?
Well, Carl.
No, I don't want to know. I don't know which town you want to live in. That's all. So, Joe, what is the best story you're hiding now that you haven't told us? You told us about a detective who offed a cop killer and saved the country a horrible trial and a show trial. You have another one to top that one? I'll be right back to take it on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatablock. Anatablock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatablock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatablock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a 5-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatablock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Please listen to the following urgent update about your right to keep and bear arms. We won round one in the Senate against Obama and Feinstein's unconstitutional gun legislation. And now, Obama and the liberal gun grabbers have launched a phase two attack. You can help stop this attack by calling toll-free and recording your voice on our newly patented electronic voice petition delivery system. Feinstein and Obama have vowed to introduce new gun control legislation. It will create a national gun registry with the goal of confiscating each and every gun. They will try to sneak in this new legislation when the American people think they have won this fight. We must stand strong together in this critical round two fight. So please call 1-800-309-9901 to electronically send your petition in support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Again, call toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Call 1-800-309-9901 to record your petition. That's toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Again, 1-800-309-9901. Paid for by the Second Amendment Foundation.
KSFO traffic, Giants, A's coming up less than an hour at AT&T Park. That's got San Francisco jammed up everywhere, including upper deck. Metering lights are on, slow all the way over to 101. Southbound 101, slow out of the Waldo Tunnel onto the Golden Gate Bridge. Northbound 101, Redwood City from Marsh Road to 92, slow traffic. Southbound is going to be slow, Marsh Road down through Palo Alto, and northbound 101 again in Mountain View from 237 to Rangstorff, bumper to bumper. Slow in the southbound 101 and 880. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Help us help the victims and survivors of the Oklahoma City tornadoes. Please make a donation to www.unitedwayokc.org. Donations benefit United Way of Central Oklahoma, earmarked for May Tornadoes Relief Fund. Watch NBC TV tonight at 9 for a special benefit concert, Healing in the Heartland, headlined by Blake Shelton, with performances by Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Miranda Lambert, and more. Make your donation now at www.unitedwayokc.org.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and move into the cloud now. Not only will you stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security, and support 24/7 with 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX. Again, KSFO.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Look, this is radio gold. I mean, when I say, you know, give me your hidden story, and I get a caller like Joe from Fort Lauderdale, I would listen to that. If I were in a car, if I were home and I was bored, I would listen to the next caller. Look, I could have asked you, will a conservative group suing the IRS be victorious? It's a valid question, but I'm not going to do it because, I mean, where are you going to go with it? Who would listen to that? You know, I was boiling an egg this morning. I found a new method to make hard-boiled eggs. I never knew my whole life. I'm not a young man. I never made a proper hard-boiled egg. And the old saying, a watch pot never boils, occurred to me. As I stood there, I almost went through the pot through the window. I didn't have the patience for it. And I compared me waiting for the water to boil, no matter how I turn the heat up, to the Obama scandals. Many in the media are rightly trying to make the water boil on the Obama scandals, but the water refuses to boil. It's amazing to me. And I'm not going to sit here helping to make the water boil. It's not so much because the media won't turn up the heat. That's certainly true. Here's what worries me. The scandals may be overblown. The scandals may not be of sufficient merit. I'm not sure they are. Some say it's impeachable. I hope it is. And if it is, let's get it on already. If it isn't, let's stop boiling the wrong pot. At least that's my viewpoint. Now let's go back to Hidden Stories, WABC in New York. Joe, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, hello, Mr. Savage.
Hi. What do you hide, Joe?
I'm actually an undercover narcotics detective in a major metropolitan city on the East Coast. I go to work every day, I buy drugs, I buy guns, and my wife, my family, my mom and dad, they all think I'm in sanitation.
They think you're in sanitation?
Yep, nobody knows that I'm an undercover cop.
So what, you wear like a garbage man's uniform?
No, just when I get up and I go to work, they think I'm going to work for sanitation.
Well, you don't mean like in the Soprano sanitation, do you?
No, not at all. They just think that I work for the sanitation department for the city.
I see, in some executive capacity, but you're actually an undercover narcotics guy who risks his life every day to stop this war on our children.
Every day.
Well,
work.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. You're worth every dime of whatever pension you get. I've said that before. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people attacking the cops. If it wasn't for them, the wolves would eat all of us. God bless the wolfhounds who have the guts of the wolf and the morals of a saint.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Police have arrested a Disneyland employee on suspicion of placing a so-called dry ice bomb in a trash can at the theme park. Detectives arrested the 22-year-old Long Beach man for investigation of possessing a destructive device. Police say the small explosion in Mickey's Toontown yesterday was caused by dry ice placed inside a bottle and left in a trash can. No one was injured, but Toontown was evacuated for a couple of hours. A baby giraffe has been born at the San Francisco Zoo. Officials say the female calf was 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighed 130 pounds when she was born 1 week ago. Taking a look at traffic again, San Francisco, AT&T Park. Giants, A's busy with traffic. Northbound 101 from 280 to the lower deck. Upper deck slow as well. Southbound 101, San Antonio Road, Mountain View have a crash. Second lane from the left block. Traffic backed up before Marsh Road. Northbound slow from 237. Southbound 101 slow, Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Quality is job
1 at Sierra Pacific Windows. Quality you can see in our solid wood construction, the thickest exterior aluminum clad on the market, the most advanced insulated glass available, and 39 standard exterior colors. Sierra Pacific Windows. Quality that's California built and California grown.
Okay, it's not true. You know and I know it. I'm talking about bad online info that is hurting your reputation. A photo, a tweet, a rumor, a story, bad review. It starts out small and then gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. The problem? This pulls up easily when you search your name or business online. Unfortunately, one disgruntled customer, a bad employee, or unrealistic client smears your good name, and in the past, you just had to deal with it. Well, not any longer. Grab a pen and take down this phone number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call this number, you will get free information. Free information that will show you how a reputation management company will legally bury negative online internet content. This is not something you can do on your own. You need to call today. Don't lose any more business or miss out on another opportunity because what is being said negatively about you online? Join the thousands who have already taken control of their internet search results. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, don't delay any longer. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Events in Boston.
Too surreal.
We've had an attack.
Events like this happen.
We will find out who did this, why they did this.
Information is power.
Bomb squad monitoring.
Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You know, every once in a while, I amaze myself in that I stumble upon a show topic that's nowhere. I got this topic out of the blue. I watched the Liberace show the other night, and all I started with was I enjoyed it up to a point. I didn't like the men kissing the men. I didn't like seeing the other guys behind. It was a little too graphic. I like the sets. I like the cars, you know, another era. But I said, you know, the guy hid that part of his life because he had to. And it was sad in its own way, the hidden. And I said, well, what about everyone else? Everyone's hiding something. And they can't tell people what they're hiding, I thought. So I threw it out yesterday. It was a sterling show. And now I did it again today, even though I was preparing for 9 hours today with politics and this. And a minute before the show, I said, I'm going to do that again and see if there are any. And we got already two calls that were gold. Now you're going to get one that you're not going to believe. This tops the first two. You know, the Savage Nation is an audience of millions of stories. What you're about to hear is one of them. Sonia on WABC, tell the audience what your hidden story is.
Well, I'm in love with my first love, although I'm married. And I know it isn't right. I'm very aware of that, but I have to... I'm sorry, I'm a little upset. I have to tell someone because I don't trust my friends, and I know no one listens to your station because they're all liberals, but I had to tell someone, and I don't know what to do.
That's amazing. And well, first of all, let me say this. You have to get it off your chest. It's killing you. I can hear that. And it's a shame you have no one to turn to, but this is a tough topic. How many years have you been married to your husband?
7.
And without getting too detailed so that we don't give anything away, oh, you went back to the first love before you were married.
Well,
how long have you been seeing him on the side?
I haven't. That's the problem. The reason why this came up is because I made the mistake of going into Facebook, and I saw him there, and it brought back all these memories, and it just hit me that I'm still in love with him. And I know I have to move on, and I have moved on, but I can't help how I feel, and I don't know what to do.
Sonia, how many children do you have with your husband?
I'm sorry?
How many children do you have with your husband?
I don't have any children.
Now, that's interesting. You married 7 years and no children. How come?
I don't know.
Did you want children?
No.
Did he want children?
He was neutral.
Are you a religious person?
Yes, I'm a Catholic.
Well, so of course you're racked with guilt because this goes against your entire religious beliefs, sir. But you haven't committed adultery, Sonia.
No.
So let's tamp down the guilt here. Having feelings is one thing; acting on them is another. Let me explain something to you, Sonia. Everyone has feelings for lust, feelings for hate, feelings for anger. Some people want to murder somebody, but the difference between a moral person and an immoral person is not the feelings, but whether you act on them. And the difference between you and an immoral person is a chasm that you shouldn't even be worrying about. You're still a moral woman. You didn't act on your feelings.
I know. It just...
So don't you understand that having feelings is a good thing? It's not a bad thing. It means you're still alive inside.
Be over this. I want it to be over this. I don't want to go...
Well, it's a very... You can say you want to be over it, but it's like having a mole that won't go away. And to put it in a you know, just because you want the mole to go away and you put different creams on it doesn't mean the mole is going to go away. Sometimes the mole gets bigger.
I can't believe I'm speaking to you, Mike. I've listened to you for so many years. I can't believe it, but I had to call you tonight.
I hope you don't get in trouble. I mean, I you know, I don't want anyone to call you and say I heard you on the Savage Nation, but you prefaced this call by saying you called me because all your friends are liberals who wouldn't listen to me. That's interesting unto itself.
Well, I could even say the other person's name. Nobody from his side of the family listens to you.
Thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it. That's nice to know. The most unlistened to show in America. I like that. Well, it's actually an act of pride that liberals won't listen to me. Why should they listen to something that offends their sense of entitlement and stupidity, where they think they know everything? Maybe they'll learn something, a change of viewpoint. So you're a political conservative in a Catholic world that's very liberal. So here's the last question. Your husband, is he liberal or conservative?
He's conservative, but I know, is not listening to you at all.
Okay, and your first love, conservative or liberal?
He's conservative.
So maybe he's listening.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure of that.
Okay, so now how are you going to deal with this? I'm not letting you go, just throwing it away, saying, well, the heck with it.
No,
because you've entrusted me with this. You are crying. I've told you that you shouldn't be guilty because your feelings are one thing and act is another. You haven't acted on it. What are you going to do now?
I'm just going to not act on it and just pretend that I'm over him. That's all.
But, Sonia, if you go on Facebook, you're not going to be over him.
Am I going to go on Facebook ever again?
Are you? I don't know. You're definitely going to do it because you're living through Facebook. Your whole life is there right now because your life is so sad and boring and tepid and dead. You probably have a dead marriage, right, Sonia?
Well, no. Actually, it's not. It's just that, you know how sometimes you move on with someone else because that person didn't want to commit. And that's what happened.
With number one, with the guy that you're now flirting with in your mind. Well, then, you know, then it's a dead end. You know, if I were a psychiatrist, and I'm not, but if I were in the therapy world, what the therapist would say to you is, they would tell you to explore the relationship with your first guy without sleeping with him, but meet with him. That's what they say. Don't sleep with him, but meet with him and see what you really feel. Get it out of your mind, because they'd be afraid, Sonia, that even though you say you're not going to go on Facebook, you're going to start fantasizing about him for the rest of your life, and then you're going to look back and say, I wonder if I should have met with him. Maybe I would have had a better life. That's what's going to happen. And so I can't give you any definitive conclusion to this conversation. For one, I'm not a therapist. Two, it's a radio show. And three, at the end of the day, you have to make your own decision. So I hope I haven't disturbed you more than helped you, but I thank you very much for having the temerity to call the show, and I thank you for calling. What else can I say to this poor woman? That's one of life's dilemmas, is the split-screen image in our head. Okay, here's another caller. And I'm telling you, this is what radio really should be. It's not about having fun. You can't say that pulling secrets out of people for the pleasure or an amusement of an audience is fun. But on the other hand, I must tell you that all media is a vicarious experience. You see, you got to understand that. Television, radio, movies, what is it? It's a vicarious experience. If you go to watch a movie, you're having a vicarious experience. See an action figure, you're him. You see a beautiful woman, has multiple guys running, you're her. So we understand that. So you're living through the big screen, the little screen, and the radio, and the speaker in your radio. But on the other hand, at the end of the day, you have to go back to real life, which we all want to improve in one way or another, correct? So now, as I say, the Savage Nation audience consists of millions of stories. And here, my friends, is another one. Andy in Alabama, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, I appreciate your program today. I guess if you would look at some moral failings in my life, things that are hidden, it's like a junk drawer with just various moral failings, but I'll draw one out. I was a school teacher and in a different state, and, of course, we had planning periods and so forth, and my wife was pregnant with our second child, and it just always bothered me that in that time a man's needs may not be completely met. And I built a relationship with a fellow teacher, and things got out of hand one day during class times and so forth. And subsequently, years later, my wife had an affair with my best friend.
Oh, God.
I harbor so much resentment and anger toward her, but yet I still hide this from her.
So wait a minute. How did you find out about her screwing around with your friend? How did that come up?
Well, it was a lady in our church had called me and told me, because she was, if they didn't out it, she was going to out them.
Okay, but wait, but you confronted your wife with her adultery, right?
No, sir. She actually called me on the telephone and told me before the news would get to me.
Oh, my God. And you stayed together, though, correct?
And ironically, I had just stopped in an investment branch.
Oh, wait, Andy, I'm sorry, but you stayed with your wife after she confessed?
Yes, I did. I had two small children, and I didn't want to throw my children into a whirlpool.
Well, of course not. You don't throw children into the whirlpool of a divorce, but... How long has it been since this confession of your wife?
Dr. Savage, my personal happiness is less important than my children's welfare.
Well, that's the way it should be. And that's, you see, this is a beautiful thing for the audience to hear, because that's been lost. Of course the children should come first. We've reversed everything, and so people are more miserable than ever before. Because if you live only for yourself, you're never going to be happy. You have to live for the children. And the fact of the matter is, you have done the right thing. So what is it that's bothering you? Is it you never told her that you cheated on her?
Well, yes, it's kind of a passive aggressive type thing, a self-loathing. My self-loathing exhibits to her in a deep anger and resentment and distrust.
So what you're doing is that you've not told her about your adultery in order to harbor a grudge to justify your anger towards her for having cheated on you. So it's a very interesting dynamic that Sigmund Freud himself could unravel. But it's not such a Gordian knot that you can't unravel it yourself.
Yes, and it keeps me elevated above her, because I've...
No, it doesn't. It keeps you engaged in a seething anger, that you can never let go. And but you're using your adultery as fuel for your own rage towards her.
Yeah.
So here there is a solution to this if you really want it. I don't know if you want to break the tension, because some people get so used to tension they can't let go of it. But I would give you some advice. You just say you're a member of a church. Is that still true?
Yes. But I've lost a lot of faith because my...
Well, understand that. As we get older, some of us lose faith entirely. Some gain it. But nevertheless, you regain it when you get very old, I think. But Andy, is there no way you can't sit down with your wife? You're not leaving her. Your children are older now, but you're still not leaving her. You're an honest, moral man. You're living with this pain. You're using the pain as a weapon against her and yourself. Is there no way to sit down with her, with a minister or a preacher from your church, and get it all out there and get it over with?
I'm sure I could, but it's...
You don't want to. You don't want to because your anger is your friend.
Yes.
Your anger has become your best friend. You live with your anger because that anger is your animus.
Well, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies.
Oh, God. Well, but you don't want to live with this toxin. I'm telling you, it's going to poison you the rest of your life. You've got to get it out of you. I can tell you by calling this show, you're telling me that the toxicity is overwhelming you.
Yeah, it's physically, mental, spiritual. You know, it's a heavy weight to carry.
All right, so why don't you get rid of it by having a meeting with her and your priest? I don't understand.
Okay, I'll be forthright as self-actualizing as I can. My pride and my ego would not let me admit, because of the anger and the animus that I've treated her. If I say something, and Dr. Savage, I'm being an open book to you. If I say something to her, it puts years of hypocrisy in my face.
Okay, so then you wind up losing. In other words, if you admit it, then she has a justification for why she cheated on you. It's something crazy there, right?
Oh, it is. It's bizarre.
All right, so then the answer is not to have the meeting. It sounds to me like the wound has been, I'm looking for the word. What happens when you cut yourself and a wound heals over? There's a scar, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so you have a scar over this wound, but you still feel the pain from the cut. You don't want to reopen that wound because you're liable to bleed to death and become infected. Isn't that what you're saying?
Very good analogy, yes, sir.
Then what I'm going to say to you is live with the scar and go on with your life. You're just another human being on the planet walking around with many cuts and many bruises and many scars. And that's not so bad. You have got a good marriage. You still have children. You're still an honest man. And that's the end of it. Why go backwards now and cut yourself open?
Very good.
Does that make sense to you or not?
Yes, that's it's a process. It's a process daily.
Well, then here's what I say. Live with the thought that you have to live with the thought that you're not a perfect person. It's that simple. Even if you went through this great bloodletting with your wife and a minister, your life's still not going to be perfect. There's something else that's going to eat you alive. It's the way of life, Andy. Life is a trial. Life is difficult. We all carry around these ghosts and these chains and these pains, and there's no way to get rid of them. No matter what therapists tell you, there's no nirvana out there. It doesn't exist. And life is imperfect. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's live with the pain, that's all. That's why God invented alcohol.
Have a good night. Thank you,
sir. Good night. Now, I tell you something. Again, that was another Babe Ruth moment on the Savage Nation. Not only the gentleman's call and the pain, but the interchange between he and I was Babe Ruth knocking a ball outside of Yankee Stadium into the streets of the Bronx and walking around the bases. I'm very proud that I have the opportunity to be here for you. And again, if you have something hidden that's eating you alive, be as brave as these people, because I may not leave this subject. I may not leave this stadium for days on end. I've never seen such radio as I'm hearing right now. I hope you're enjoying it and learning from it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there are only two words you need to know. Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. So take the first step toward that new floor and call 800-672-1447 for your free catalog. It's filled with tips and ideas and unheard-of deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors that you just won't find at the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators buys directly from the mills in incredible volume, and their global buying power means they can offer you incredibly low prices other stores can't even come close to. But what it really means is you can finally afford a gorgeous new floor. So call 800-672-1447 today and we'll rush your free catalog out to you. Forget the big box stores with big flooring prices. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. Call Lumber Liquidators now at 800-672-1447. That's 800-672-1447. Again, 800-672-1447.
KSFO traffic still in problems. Peninsula southbound 101 San Antonio Road. Crash second lane from the left. Locked traffic bumper to bumper back from before Marsh Road. Now almost from Woodside. Speaking of Woodside, northbound 101 Woodside Road up to 92. That's slow traffic still. Northbound 880 sluggish through Fremont from about Dixon Landing Road up towards Mowry Avenue. San Francisco still slow. Northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck. Of course, we still have that A's Giants game in about a half hour at AT&T. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Help us help the victims and survivors of the Oklahoma City tornadoes. Please make a donation to www.unitedwayokc.org. Donations benefit United Way of Central Oklahoma, earmarked for May Tornadoes Relief Fund. Watch NBC TV tonight at 9 for a special benefit concert, Healing in the Heartland, headlined by Blake Shelton, with performances by Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Miranda Lambert, and more. Make your donation now at www.unitedwayokc.org.
Win a
copy of the Beach Boys Live, the 50th Anniversary Tour, courtesy of EMI. Recorded during their massively successful 2012 World Tour, the Beach Boys Live, the 50th Anniversary Tour is available now. For a chance to win your copy of a live album, become a KSFO insider on the contest page at KSFO.com.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry?
See, the thing is this. I once thought I could save America, but I was wrong. 19 years on radio. When I first started, all right, thanks, Elvis. I appreciate it. He's left the theater. When I first began in radio, I knew I was good, and I never trained in broadcasting, and I knew I'd be successful. I was blocked at every turn by Lilliputians. But I'm now in the winner's circle, and it's going to get even closer to the dart point. But I never thought that I'd eventually lose the hope-filled idealism that I started out with. See, but I think if a person listens to talk radio, they want value for their money. Now, you want something for your money. You have many other choices. So what is it that you're listening for today? Is it to have a vicarious sense of superiority to people who are in greater pain than you are? And that may be one element of it. But human interest is human interest. And good storytelling from the heart is the best thing in the world. And what we're doing today, and the new ground that I've broken is really old ground. What I'm doing now in radio is what radio was before it became over-politicized. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't be political. There are those who think it should be, and that's their business. They're political shows, and they will continue their political shows. And I will do political stories as I wish to do political stories. I can't do them every day. And I may do them, I may not do them. I once thought we could save America from the liberal assault on our borders, language, and culture. But right now, under Obama, our schools, our military, and every other institution have been corrupted and decimated. Yes, we have the most corrupt administration in history, seizing reporters' records, harassing their enemies. It's worse than the Nixon White House by far, as I pointed out when these scandals first broke. And I said before, the Obama administration makes Joseph McCarthy look like an angel. But because of the double standard, because of racial sensitivities, they're getting away with it. And I know this, but I'm not going to hammer that 3 hours a night for the rest of my life. And so if I now ask you what you're hiding, oh, my God, I'm not going to lose. Fred, please call back at the top of the net. I'm sorry I talked through Fred's call, but I've got a caller that tops the last four. That's what's going on right now. Either Fred hold on or Fred's call back. We'll have another big hour of confessions here on the Savage Nation. The greatest confessional in the United States of America to make every shrink try to sue me for ruining their business.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, round two.
Of the day.
What I'm doing in radio right now is, in some ways, a new milestone. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Give him some chips. We'll see him in the casino. What we're doing tonight, it's not me doing it. I mean, it's my idea, yes. I'm leading the band. But what the callers are doing is making radio exciting and interesting again. I mean, you pretty much know where I'm at politically. And politics are very much a center of my viewpoints. But I don't have to beat you up with it every night to prove who I am. And I think that radio, being an entertainment medium, has to entertain you at the end of the day. I intend to save the radio industry by making radio interesting and entertaining again. It's as simple as that. And if that means you calling with your secrets for a few days until I decide on another topic, so be it. Because I asked the question, that has lit the boards up in a way that it's always lit up, but you know it's there's a different feeling to it tonight. You'd have to agree. When I asked you, what are you hiding from friends or family? What have you not told anyone? I'm not going to reiterate what we learned in the last hour from people, because it ranged the gamut from a murder to a secret lover. And I think what you're about to hear in this hour will be perhaps as interesting, if not more so. Whether they're all true stories, I cannot vouch for that. I've also asked you, and I'd like to have some calls on this, is when you left your religion, what happened in your life or the world to have you become a lapsed Catholic, a lapsed Protestant, or a lapsed Jewish person? What happened? And I haven't gotten too many religion callers, but I happen to know that I have a lot of callers who believe in God or call themselves spiritual but don't go to, you know, a house of worship. And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. It's up to you. I think that the institutions of religion are very important. I think rituals are extremely important. And I have to admit that I myself miss them in my own life. But I don't engage in them. I'm impressed with those who have the discipline and the background. I don't engage. Maybe I should. I'm very, the rituals I engage in have to do with my radio show and my life. And maybe I'm breaking new ground tonight because of the diet I'm on. I'm serious. You know, I've told you that I've joked. There's been a joke for years that when they say Moses saw the burning bush, had he only had some niacin, perhaps he wouldn't have seen the burning bush. That's an old joke. But maybe it isn't a joke. You know, there are nutritional psychosis can be produced from a lack of certain nutrients. That's well established in the medical literature. Whether the doctors accept it or not is irrelevant. It's in the literature. People have had psychotic breaks because of a lack of certain nutrients. And according to Dr. Hoffa, one of the great unsung geniuses of my life, he treated many cases of schizophrenia quite successfully with high doses of niacin. Again, the establishment doesn't want to know it because they'd rather sell therapy and pills. It's that simple. Nor am I saying that everyone who has, you know, little problems can take niacin. But, you know, should look into it. But what I'm saying is a little bit related to this. The callers that you're about to hear are real. Whether their stories are 100% true, I don't know. I could tell you in the last hour every story sounded true to me. So let's go to the next caller. Fred's been holding since the last hour about a murder. Fred on WABC, what's your secret, though, Fred? What's your secret?
It wasn't a murder, Dr. Savage. When I was 17 years old, I was in the city of Chicago, and like New York, we have subways. I was standing on a subway platform at about 2:30 in the morning. Somebody came up behind me and stuck a knife in my neck. I wheeled around. We struggled. We both hit the ground. We were maybe 12 inches from the tracks. We were wrestling on the ground. I punched him in the throat. That didn't seem to do any good, so I kicked him in the groin, and I shoved him onto the tracks. I stood down there looking at him. He couldn't get up. He was conscious, but he asked me to help him, and I didn't. I just looked at him and ran away, and the train was coming, and I'm not sure what happened the next morning. It was in the papers. Individual such and such a long record for muggings and violent crimes was run over by a subway train at such and such time in the morning. And I never went to the cops. I never told them that this guy tried to mug me. I don't know what came over me, but when I was wrestling with him, it just turned into blind fury, and I kicked him into the tracks and ran away.
Well, let me say this. Two things come to my mind. One is better him than you. Number two, had you reached on him, had you reached, Teddy, stop it. Number two, that's my dog barking at your dog. Would you believe it? You talk about real radio. Fred, had you reached down and helped him up, there's a high likelihood he would have thrown you on the tracks.
Well, I was 17 at the time, and there isn't a month that goes by where I don't have a dream about that sometimes.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Listen to what I'm saying. Sure, you're eating yourself up. You see his eyes. You should have helped him. I'll tell you right now, knowing the world, if he had a record of muggings and he came at you with a knife from behind and he was trying to kill you and rob you, what do you think he would have done if you extended a hand to him and you pulled him up? He would have thrown you down on the track.
Probably so. The only person I ever told about it was my father, and he was a policeman in Chicago.
And what did your father say to you?
My father asked me what happened, and he said the same words that you did. Better him than you.
Thank you. Okay, so I can't be that wrong that I come up with common sense, but you're alone with this pain. You're alone with this story, and you feel guilty over it because you're a decent person, but it just shows you what he was. He wasn't a decent person, was he? It was good versus evil. You were good, he was evil. And good won, period, end of story.
All right.
I mean, it was God's will. You were tested right there, and you found out a few things about yourself. You found out you have tremendous fighting skills, you have tremendous survival skills, and that you're willing to, and you didn't want to die. You were given a choice. You could have died right then and there, couldn't you?
I could have, and I'm no master of kung fu or martial arts. I just went from the primitive spot.
But any master of kung fu or martial arts will tell you that when push comes to shove, a man who can really fight is probably better than a man who can't fight who learns a martial art.
What are you
going to do with this now that you have expunged yourself to a certain extent of this? He's gone? All right, well, there it is. I don't know that I helped him at all, but you just heard another story that rang true to me. As Hemingway said, the truth has a certain ring to it. And you just heard reality radio, period, end of story. And again, I'm not going to ask you whether you like this better than, exposing Holder and Obama, because I'm not going to do that right now. I may do it tomorrow or when the water starts to boil. I'll certainly take your calls on that boiling water, but... You know what? There are others doing a very good job of boiling the water under Obama and Holder. And when the water starts to boil, we'll talk about it. But right now, I'm going to talk about these topics because I think it's better radio for me at this time. Tomorrow, my mood may be different. I think I almost started to tell you something before the gentleman called with that horrible story. In a way, I don't think it was a horrible story. He's lived with pain all his life. But I was going to tell you this. I'm on a very strict diet. I told you that. I know it's like weird. And it's affecting my perceptions. And I think it's my perceptions are sharper than they've ever been. I have been in a very long time. I'm seeing things in a clear way. I'm on an extremely difficult diet for a guy like me. I'm a food nut. I'm a food lover. I used to like to drink. I did. You know that. I've talked about it at the restaurants. I'm on a high alkaline diet, which is largely fruits and vegetables. I'm like, Mr. Hippie. I'm going back to what I wrote about 30, 40 years ago. And guess what? I'm curing certain things that I don't even want to bore you with that doctors can't really get near. They don't know what's going on, and they don't know what. It's nothing, They don't know what to do. They're going to take me apart. I'm not going to let them do it. So I'm doing it myself. Doctor, heal thyself. But my perceptions are sharper. And on the same line of discussion, because it's worth telling you right now, when I was 18 years old, I had been a lifetime sufferer of migraines. They killed me since childhood. I always had severe migraines. Well, okay, I didn't want to do drugs, medication, nothing worked. Nothing touched them, nothing. Only dark rooms would work, wet compresses. I didn't want to live like that. So I discovered Dr. Osawa's number 10 diet, and I went on it myself, and I cured my migraines. It was a brown rice diet at the time. I'm not on it now. I don't even eat brown rice. Rice is very acidic, incidentally, whether you know it. It's like pasta. It's no different. I went on a number 10 diet, and I found out by adding foods back which caused the migraines. And in my case, it was sucrose. I almost never eat sucrose. I've almost never again had a migraine headache. That was me. So what I'm saying to you is I'm going back to my origins as a doctor of nutrition, a man who helped many people with my many books over many decades, and I'm trying to heal myself, and in doing so, I'm changing the course of my radio career, and I know it's for the better. I mean, I should add a little kicker which says, well, I don't know whether it'll be better or worse. I hope it's better. I know it's better. Just as I knew the day I started in radio that I would be in the top three, and again, I say to you, I don't care whether I'm one, two, or three, four, or five, doesn't matter. It's not that important to me. I knew I'd be in the winner's circle. I'm in the winner's circle. And the fun has only just begun. And the rest is really up to God and up to you, the audience. And I suspect that you know who I am by now. You know where my politics, my orientation lies. I don't have to beat you up with it every day. Do I have to bang the drum every day and tell you what my political orientation is? It's boring after a while for me to have to do it. It's very stressful to have to reestablish your identity every day on the radio. So I would rather try to stick to topics that interest me because they'll interest you. And so again, I open it up to you, the listener, who really is the heart of the show. And that is, what are you hiding? Why did you leave your religion? You know? And I got callers again that are going to shock you. They're going to shock you. I can't believe what I'm looking at. You can't believe what I'm looking at. I'll be right back to take them right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else. Even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Help us help the victims and survivors of the Oklahoma City tornadoes. Please make a donation to www.unitedwayokc.org. Donations benefit United Way of Central Oklahoma, earmarked for May Tornadoes Relief Fund. Watch NBC TV tonight at 9 for a special benefit concert, Healing in the Heartland, headlined by Blake Shelton, with performances by Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Miranda Lambert, and more. Make your donation now at www.unitedwayokc.org. Win tickets to see Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson
and the Shuffling Madness.
Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson plays Thick as a Brick 1 and 2 July 8th at the War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale now. For more more details and your chance to win tickets, become a KSFO insider and click on the contest page at KSFO.com.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
All right, welcome back, and thank you for holding and listening to the Savage Nation on your local affiliate across America. To Fred, who called from Chicago about the, let's say, the situation he was in where he threw a man on the tracks. Fred, one last thing. Any jury would say it was self-defense, so stop worrying about it. You did what you had to do to survive. Self-defense. We don't want you to, you know, have to go on trial for your life, believe me. And with Chicago seeing 20 to 30 murders a day going on, I don't think there's going to be a big deal for them. So, you know, just put it out of your mind. You did what you had to do to survive, and that's the end of it. And that's it. Should be out of you now. Now let's go to Missouri on KSGS. Patty has a story to tell on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, Patty.
Thank you so much, Michael. I was actually introduced to a drug dealer when I was 18 years old, and it was a blind date. I didn't know at the time that the guy that introduced me to him had received $10,000 to do it, so I was basically bought.
He didn't take you as a slave. What do you mean by bought?
Well, I wasn't a slave. I entered into the relationship willingly, but he was the man that I was introduced to was one of the biggest white-collar drug dealers in the Midwest. We were married.
What was the $10,000 for? Just for the introduction?
He had put a feelers out that he wanted to meet a woman of certain age and physical description. And I just happened to meet him. We were together for 10 years. I saw things, and I was exposed to things that will be with me forever. I was a spoiled housewife, but it was still what it was. Eventually, he got involved with some people in Chicago, and I got scared because I didn't like the way he was doing business. And so what I did was separate from him. I took a couple of installments of alimony and planned my way into disappearance, and I did. But the only problem was that I didn't have a college or high school education. I didn't have a college education, and I had no resume. So I took the money, and I disappeared, and I found a job. I found another job, and I ended up in the banking industry. And so for many, many years, I guess until today, I've just been in a white-collar situation with a background that very few people knew anything about.
But so what's the secret, that you were with a drug dealer for years? You feel guilty about that?
Absolutely. I do not.
So you're like the Carmela Soprano character in The Sopranos. Did you ever watch that on HBO years ago?
I did watch that.
All right, so remember when she goes to a psychiatrist and he says, leave him? It's blood money. Remember, just take the children and go. That's what you did. You didn't take any money, did you?
Yeah, I did. But when I got...
Wait, no, I'm missing something. We're not hearing each other. When you left him, did you take a lot of money or you just walked out?
I did not take a lot of money.
So what are you guilty about?
Alimony.
But so, Patty, stop. What are you guilty about?
Oh, I'm not guilty about anything. I lived with guilt for many years. I wanted to say one other thing that... About 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that I believe that you called my employer to tell them what a great job I had done in a service situation. I don't know if you remember that, but...
How would we have known each other for me to do that? Through a radio call or what?
For me? I'm sorry?
I'm missing this. This was because of a radio show that I did?
No, it wasn't. It was actually in a customer service situation. I simply heard the message. I don't know.
It was nothing to do. We didn't even know each other. I just called a business, and it turned out to be you were the one who were the customer service rep.
Right. Yep.
Well, I do that. I'm the kind of guy who will call a restaurant if I get takeout food and thank the owner, because no one says thank you. Or if I get good customer service, I call their boss, because there's not enough thank yous in the world.
So, Patty, what's the gist of the story then? Where does this lead? Where does it end up? You left the guy. Is he a threat to you? No. You don't see each other, right?
Actually, I discovered about a year ago that he has died. He passed away.
Well, I feel safer now. I was a little worried about this call.
Security system.
I'm glad you told me that in a way. I mean, may you rest in peace, but I was a little worried with this call.
Yeah.
I was going to have trouble from. So, Patty, what are you doing now? You're in customer service or what?
Not anymore. I left the banking industry at the end of March, and I'm doing something different now.
God, don't tell me you went into your ex-husband's business.
No, it would probably be more lucrative, but no, I had to never.
So you're working for Big Pharma as a drug detailer selling Prozac?
Yeah.
Oh, Patty. Well, that leads us to the turn of the hour on the Savage Nation. I'll be back, be here, or be absolutely nowhere. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a 5-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. One man has died after being shot by an Oakland police officer. Happened around 2 o'clock this afternoon near Bancroft Avenue and Ritchie Street in East Oakland. Two other suspects are in custody. An attorney for a Central California 12-year-old boy charged with fatally stabbing his little sister says his client has pled not guilty. Mark Reichel says the juvenile accused of killing 8-year-old Layla Fowler entered his plea during a closed court proceeding in Calaveras County today. Take a look at the roadways. Northbound 880, Fremont Boulevard North. It's crash. Center lanes blocked. Debris in the road as well. Northbound 880 after Washington Avenue and San Leandro may still have the left lane blocked there by an accident. Eastbound 24 exiting at Wilder. A crash being reported. Should be on the off-ramp, however. Still a bit sluggish getting on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Eastbound 80 from 4th Street onto the bridge. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The world is changing, and radio is changing with it. Now with iHeartRadio, this station, and over 1,500 of the best stations play right on your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free wherever you download apps, or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory's $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You're just a dumb, stupid peasant slave that works for me, paying taxes.
No.
You're like the bees in the hive. Yeah. You make the honey and I steal it. And I put it in jars and use it any way I want. And you little bees, you keep making that honey.
Bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
You bees keep making that honey. You work for me, Barack Obama, so I can go on vacation and spit on you. I can go wherever I want and spit on you with my haughty demeanor. And I'll get away with it because there is no press and there is no Republican Party.
The Savage Nation.
It is the Savage Nation. I can tell you by the lights and the intensity of the callers and what Neil, the call screener, is telling me that this has touched a raw nerve in America and is, in some ways, breaking new old ground in talk radio. Frank on WABC, what do you think? You like what you're hearing tonight?
Yes, sir, I do. I think this is just great. I hope you do it again. I think there's a lot of us that live every day with little skeletons in our closet. It takes a lot of nerve to get on the radio and speak it. I just think with all of the garbage that's going on every day, whether it's the radio or the newspapers or TV, it's just a pleasurable change.
As unpleasant as- In other words, how much can we take of the Obama scandals? He's killing us by a thousand strokes. He knows what he's doing. They're very clever, these people. And they know that if they keep slashing us with small strokes, we'll bleed to death. And that's what they're doing. They know we don't know whether we're coming or going from what they're doing to us. And they're doing it on purpose. It's not by accident. And the Tea Party people think that they're going to bring them down by boiling the water, but they may be rushing off a cliff in the wrong direction because there's probably a bigger scandal that they're overlooking.
It's actually a shame. I've grown up a proud American. I tried to make my kids a proud American. I don't even want them watching TV because you walk around.
You see, now that is a very interesting statement. And it goes to why conservative talk radio, as great as it is suffering somewhat. And that is because it's not because the listeners don't want to hear it. It's painful for them to hear it all the time. Yes, they want to hear it from time to time, but I don't think you want to hear it all the time. And so, I mean, look, I'm staking out a new course for myself. Let the others do what they do best. God bless them. It's a big world with a lot of day parts to fill, and people have to do what they want to do in their own way. They'll do it. That's their business. But I'm saying, for me, I have to do what I think is interesting for me, or I won't even want to last in the business, to be frank. And it's not a matter of whether the audience will go away. It'll matter whether I'll go away. Because if the host is not interested in the subject, the listeners are going to go away. I mean, that's a rule. Everyone knows that. I'm excited by this because it's interesting. And I don't know what callers I'm going to get. I don't know what kind of callers are listening. I don't know what I'm going to get. Makes it interesting, I think, Fred. Don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. I think you picked up a plethora of callers. And I guarantee you, if you do this again, the phones will just light up again. I commend you. I think you've done a great job. And please.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to send you a copy of my great novel, A Time for War. And I call it a great novel because knowledgeable people are finding out that it was about an EMP attack, a fictional EMP attack on our military and cops by a fictional Chinese government that may not be so far from the truth. And those in the business of national security who still care about America are finding out that what I wrote in that book is fiction, unfortunately, may one day and very close to today become a reality. And Time for War is in your bookstores. It's a great Father's Day gift. Don't miss it. Now let's go on to the callers. WABC John, what's your hidden secret?
Yeah, Mike, my secret being is not a bad one, but back in the early 90s, seeing my father going through the loss of his kidney and dialysis and whatnot, he needed a kidney. So what I did was I asked hypothetically to everybody in the family, what if one of us donated a kidney to Dad? And Dad didn't want anything to do with that. So, sorry for being so nervous. So what I did was I just told everybody I wanted to go away for a little bit because I was going through all the pain of seeing my father and the situation he was in. So I told him I was going down to Florida for a couple of weeks, whatnot. But instead what I did was I ended up giving him my kidney as a transplant donor.
But where did you go to have it removed?
Down in the city or New York.
No, I mean, you did it willingly, though. I mean, it wasn't like a secret.
I did it willingly, but my father was so against it, fearing that.
I see. Your father was against you taking a healthy kidney out of your body and giving it to him, but you did it in secret, is what you're saying.
I did it in secret, yes, and since my father has passed. But
wait, didn't you give your father a new lease on life?
I did, and he lasted 17 years with it, but
So that's a beautiful, but John, that's a beautiful thing. I hope you didn't suffer as a result, have you?
No, I have not suffered at all. As a matter of fact, just seeing him in the joy he was after receiving.
I got to tell you, you could bring tears to my eyes that there was a son in the world who loved his father that much. I wish to God we hear a story like this again today. I don't know how many sons today would do it for their father. I don't think that you exist anymore, a man like you. You should be very, very proud of yourself, John.
Thank you, sir. I mean, I've been wanting to tell someone all these years, but I can't tell my family just in case they start worrying about me. And
Wow. Well, you're a saint. Well, John, are you a religious man?
I am, sir.
I figured so.
You know.
You're the bedrock. But, John, it's men like you who are the bedrock of this country. You're the men who made the country what it is. You're the backbone of the country. It's not the fools running around with gel in their hair in Hollywood. It's not the fake men with sunglasses on a yacht who talk about global warming and then are seen on their yacht in the Mediterranean with 15 whores from Cannes, like Leon DiCaprio. Global warming is his big issue, you hear? That's what his PR agent told him to fake. Global warming, and he flies on his private jet to a yacht in the Cannes with the girls. You know what I'm saying? He's not the real McCoy. You are. You're the bedrock.
Thank you for those kind words, sir. But I would like to shine those words upon you because I think you are a saint for the work that you do and the knowledge.
Well, I'm not going to accept that. Believe me, I'm a flawed human being. I have more than clay feet. Sometimes I think God's taking my feet away altogether. I'll leave it at that.
God bless you for the work that you do.
Okay, thank you. I'll accept that, but I'm nowhere near the man you are. I got to tell you that. That's the ultimate. I mean, giving a part of your body to a father? Good God, and the father didn't even know it, so he's never been... It's like unrequited heroism and unrequited love. Astounding. See, this is amazing. I mean, it's human interest. I remember I told you when I was a little kid there was a movie, I forget the name of it, The Naked City, I think, and it opened with black and white, you know, film noir, they call it. It was a black and white movie. And it opened with a statement, New York is a city with 9 million stories. This is one of them. I loved it. It captivated me. It drew me in. I couldn't stop watching the movie. I don't even remember what it was about. But I realized from that movie that I myself was important, that in the sense that piece of art, that movie taught me that I was one of the 9 million people and my little life had meaning. Would you believe it? And it goes back almost to the Monday show, the Tuesday show, the Liberace show that I was doing. Where I said his life influenced many people. It even influenced my life in the sense that I drove a car on a stage when I did a live performance 10 years ago. I didn't even know that it was because of Liberace that I had done that. But What I'm saying is we all influence each other in a public setting, and this show is a national show. With the callers I'm getting, I think is influencing people maybe to open up with stories that are maybe horrible, the man who threw another man on the tracks, or in a sense ennobling, such as the call we just had, because that's all we can do for each other, is perhaps try to give the other person encouragement to go on in the world in a time that is so debased right now and so depressing. It's a very depressing time in America's history. I mean, if you're unconscious, it seems like it's always been. Sometimes I sit in a chair and I look at the blue sky and I see the cumulus clouds, or I remember in my little Boy Scout manual, I see the stratus clouds. I remember the cloud formations, or I watch birds sometimes. For example, I live in a little house sometimes by the water, and the seagulls got to me. They started bothering me because like they would land like Superman on my chimney, crash at 5 in the morning. Bam! I have a metal top on the chimney top. It's square. And wow, they'd wake me in the door, go bang. So after a while, it wasn't charming. They were crapping on my roof, and the psittacosis I was afraid of, and they'd make a racket. I didn't want to kill the seagulls. They have a right to live. So I had the gardeners install spike strips for birds. And true to form, the gulls don't crash on my roof at 5 in the morning anymore. Instead, they're landing on my neighbor's roof, which is a, you know, turnabout is fair play. They've been disturbing me for 10 years in a certain manner. And I sit on the deck sometimes and look up at the roof, and I see the spike strips on the peak and on the roof, and I wonder about them, how wonderful they work without killing the animal. And the seagulls look at me. Don't think they're stupid. They look down and go, gobbledy-gobble, gobbledy-goop. Yes, or enjoy yourself, just don't, whatever. Now, yesterday, something odd happens. I look up, and as God is my witness, there's a teeny little bird that's built the nest in my eaves that can land on the spike without hurting its feet. It's so small and so light that this little bird, almost out of spite, alights upon the spike strip and sits there tweeting away without any pain to its little bird feet. And I wondered about that, and I said there's definitely another story in this. And I don't know what that story is yet. I'm trying to absorb it and digest it. There's something there. What, the meek shall inherit the earth? I'm not sure. But now the little bird can land on my roof and the big bird can't. And there's something to this. I don't know what it is yet. But there's something to it. I'll figure it out one of these days. But in the same regard, the stories you're telling on the air tonight have a certain meaning. And I don't know what effect they're having on people, because who knows who's listening and what effect they have upon people. That's what I'm trying to get at. You don't know what effect reality has on the other person. See, there's so little reality in the world right now. It's all smoke. Obama's a master trickster. He is throwing sand in our eyes, smoke in our face. Every day we don't know which way to turn, and we can't get the truth out of him because of the supine Republican Party that doesn't exist. Why? Because there is only a one-party system. It's an oligarchy, in my estimation. We have a one-party system run by the oligarchs, probably the bankers and a few others, who are manipulating us and treating us like the lab mice that they think we are. And we get frustrated by it because there's no longer a vociferous opposition party that stands up to this creep show. And so we don't know where to turn. So people are turning away from the media because they know it's all fake. The biggest fakery in media today are the reality shows, the so-called reality shows. Why? Because they're all staged. They're all staged. How many schlubs can there be with tattoos on their arms who go and repossess a car? How many schlubs can there be arrested with an alligator? How many fake mediums can there be who see the future when every show seems to be scripted? So, you know, how much can you take of this crap? It's all created in Hollywood, so people are not watching that anymore either. So what's the last vestige? I'll turn Savage back on. The guy sounds real. You know, he talks too much about politics. He complains too much about his food. Now, all of a sudden, you're actually hearing reality radio. And on that note, I'll take a quick break. I'll be right back right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, What would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Local Union 38 reminds you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Craft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a craft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. I'd like to tell you a little story. A while back, I ran my fingers through my hair, and it felt like it was straw. And then it started to break, and then it started to get shorter without me getting it cut. This was all the result of me bleaching my hair and putting it through straightening, curling, dyeing, and all the other things that you have done at the salon. I needed to figure out how to get my hair back to its healthy standard. Ovation Cell Therapy helped me do that. Ovation Cell Therapy is a three-step process that takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first few washes. And it's not just for girls, it's for everyone, men, women, young, old, mother or not. This is the way to fix your hair, and you can get a special introductory discount just by going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout. Again, it's as easy as going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Help us help the victims and survivors of the Oklahoma City tornadoes. Please make a donation to www.unitedwayokc.org. Donations benefit United Way of Central Oklahoma, earmarked for May Tornadoes Relief Fund. Watch NBC TV tonight at 9 for a special benefit concert, Healing in the Heartland, headlined by Blake Shelton, with performances by Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Miranda Lambert, and more. Make your donation now at www.unitedwayokc.org.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You are on air with Michael Savage. I just turned my on-air microphone on. I have an antique desk microphone, and I can't mention the broadcast network, but it's a real 1940s one that you used to see on television. And I threw the switch. It lights up with red letters. It says on air. Well, I'm on air, and you're on air with the Savage Nation. See, I'm trying to trigger back to remember what this is. Can't get into the humdrum and think this is not exciting. This is it. This is the big stage. This is national radio. This is talk radio as it used to be and should be, in my opinion. Again, to each his own. One man's meat is another man's poison. And so we'll take some more calls on your hidden stories. Hidden stories. What do you got to confess? Jane on WABC, go ahead, please.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the radio right now. What's on your mind? What are you hiding?
Okay, I am on Social Security, and I'm not disabled anymore. And I have no one to tell, and I can't get off of it because I don't even hardly have money for a telephone. I have a business plan, but I can't do anything.
But, honey, you feel guilty that you're collecting a disability check and you're not really disabled? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, I was at one time, but I'm not anymore.
No, hold on. I'm not here to sit in judgment of you. I'm not a moralist. I'm not a priest. But it sounds to me like you're not able to work right now, are you?
Well, limited, yes.
Well, look, there's an article right now that says there's a record 11 million people now on disability. 10,978,040 people now on disability. So you're one of these people, which means that you're not alone in basic cheating. I mean, let's face it, disability was created for really disabled people, and you feel guilty about it. But how many people are driving, and I'm not justifying what you're doing, how many people are driving around with blue placards on their car who you know are not disabled? Oh, yeah, and they get out with the cane. They pull up right in the one spot that's available, and you feel like cracking them in the head. Okay, so we live in a society of cheats. Welcome to the world of cheating. That's all. Let it go. I'm not justifying it. Let the government do its job and stop paying 11 million people on disability. You know it's all fraudulent. What percent of it's fraudulent? Most of it. The parents collect for the child who's disabled. It's frightening. But Obama wants a nation of dependents. He wants them on food stamps, disability, welfare, unemployment. And you pay for it like a schmuck. And where's Obama? On the fundraising trail. And where's Mrs. Obama? On Air Force Two, blowing the air with the high carbon jet, flying around to have a little fun. Maybe she needs a second spring break. Keep writing those checks, and if you haven't maxed out, max out, he says. So there's your government. There's your government at work, and you wonder why liberals have stopped listening to MSNBC. You wonder why all of the crazy ones are no longer having an audience. Because even the liberals are sick of the Obama corruption. And they know it's corrupt. They understand it's a corrupt left-wing government. And maybe some of the liberals are actually honest liberals. I don't know if there are any left. There used to be some who would say, I may disagree with you, but I'd fight to the death your right to say it. I haven't heard any of those lately. They didn't come to my aid when I was banned in Britain. But all right, that's Britain's loss, not mine. I could do without the British cuisine and the dental work. Let's go to the callers now on the Sabbath. Now, it's an old joke that I started creating. It's very funny. And the first day I woke up and I read in 09 that I was banned from the UK for things I allegedly said and was put on a list with murderers and terrorists, I was shocked. And the first thing I said was on the radio, I said, God, there goes my summer trip for the dental work and the well-known English cuisine. It was a pretty funny line. I just take a look at the teeth work of the leadership in England. Why is the dentistry so bad in England? Is it still that way? Or I don't understand it. The Kennedys, for example. Allegedly of British origin. No, actually, they're of Irish origin. They have those big teeth. And that's a genetic thing. Monstrous teeth. And it genetically keeps appearing, even in the children. That the prominent teeth on them. I don't understand that. Certain things are genetic, like Holder's lying. Obama's lying. I think it's something that's in the water in Washington. I don't know what it is. But they get away with it. They lie and they lie and they lie and they keep rising higher and higher and higher. How does that work? How is that possible? Well, let's take a couple of new callers on the Savage Nation. On KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco, Mike on KSFO, what's your secret? Mike, are you still there, Mike? No. Mike took a walk. Come on, call screener, do your job. Let's go to Missouri. Joe, you're on the Savage Nation. Mike, what's your topic?
This is Joe.
Yes, Joe, what's your topic? Go ahead, please.
Well, I was calling about the religion, leaving your religion, and I was...
Why did you leave your Catholic Church? What happened?
Well, what ultimately happened is, as a high school student, I went to an all-boys Catholic high school.
Joe, we got 20 seconds. What happened to turn you away from your church? Please, fire.
Basically found a prostitute in one of the priest's bedroom.
That's all. All right. You got it out. Not easy to say. Well, as I say to the people in the town of Larkspur, California, pensions, not potholes. You talk about corruption, you'll find out real soon what kind of pensions they're getting in these little towns.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to The Savage Nation. This is the May 29th. 2013 edition, top of MichaelSavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture. Vatican says 100,000 Christians killed per year over faith. Being killed by whom? Well, they don't say who. Not Buddhists? No. Hindus? No. Jews? No. Zoroastrians? No. Oh, the 100,000 Christians are killed per year over their faith by Muslims. Muslims. But we don't want to know that, do we? Because we have a president named Barack Hussein Obama. A former Reagan senior official praised my novel, A Time for War. She sent me an email. She said, I just finished reading Michael Savage's great novel, A Time for War, especially interesting regarding the threat of an EMP attack. She said, I served in the Reagan White House, senior director of the National Security Council. God, I wish she was still there. I'm very concerned, she writes, about EMP effects. I've done a ton of research about it. I've written about it. And thought it would be fun to call into a show sometime to talk about it. I know it's hard to predict the news and what he would want to talk about on certain dates, but if I can swing a time to call and that would be convenient for him, let me know. Thanks, Karna Bodman. Ladies and gentlemen, my novel, A Time for War, is the perfect Father's Day gift. It's available in bookstores now. There's not one listener of this show who shouldn't read A Time for War. Also on the website is White House is moving closer to intervention in Syria. On which side? The side of Al-Qaeda. Canada refuses to join the European Union in arming Syrian jihadists. Can you believe this? Now, Canada is leading the free world in knowing exactly what to do while Obama doesn't know what to do. Or does Obama know what he's doing? Does anyone know what Obama knows or what he doesn't know? Why would Canada refuse to join the European Union in arming Syrian jihadists? Why is Canada leading the free world, breaking ranks with America and the European Union allies in its decisions to allow member countries to arm Syrian so-called rebels? Very big story. We'll talk about it more right here on The Savage Nation. You know, I was boiling an egg this morning. I found a new method to make hard-boiled eggs. I never knew my whole life. I'm not a young man. I never made a proper hard-boiled egg. And the old saying, a watch pot never boils, occurred to me. As I stood there, I almost went through the pot through the window. I didn't have the patience for it. And I compared me waiting for the water to boil, no matter how I turned the heat up, to the Obama scandals. Many in the media are rightly trying to make the water boil on the Obama scandals, but the water refuses to boil. It's amazing to me. And I'm not going to sit here helping to make the water boil. It's not so much because the media won't turn up the heat. That's certainly true. Here's what worries me. The scandals may be overblown. The scandals may not be of sufficient merit. I'm not sure they are. Some say it's impeachable. I hope it is. And if it is, let's get it on already. If it isn't, let's stop boiling the wrong pot. At least that's my viewpoint. And I personally believe that although I'm known as a conservative talk show host, which I'm very proud of, I mean, I'm miscast in many ways for what I am. How do you define me? Do you find me? I'm an animal rights activist. What does that mean? I give money to save elephants. I give money to save gorillas. Others in the conservative media make a mockery of those who save animals. So you want to define me, go ahead. You can't really define a man. The truth is a man is almost indefinable. We do it for ourselves and to ourselves, and we do it because we have to analyze the other man quickly, whether we're buying a hamburger or facing a life and death decision. We have to make a decision rapidly as to who that man is or that person is. So I understand it. You want to categorize people. I do it. You do it. And I'm as guilty as the next man of all the cardinal sins: greed, lust, envy, hate, anger, all of them. So I don't come onto this show with a halo around my head. However, my politics are extremely nationalistic, which is not understood very well in this country. I wouldn't even call myself a conservative. I would call myself a nationalist. Borders, language, culture. And you could see what happens to a nation that turns away from, in fact, rejects borders, language, and culture. Just take a look at England. A young boy, 20 years old, a soldier in an undershirt, T-shirt, walking the streets, is cut to ribbons like an animal in the streets of London by two Muslims with machetes. And the prime minister then tells the soldiers in England to never wear their uniform in the streets again. England's finished. It's over. And if we reach that point in America, we're over. And I'm telling you, we're not too far from that with what we have in the White House and the Justice Department and in the Defense Department. We're not too far behind it. But I don't want to eat my heart out tonight. I feel liberated today. I feel like I've liberated myself from the burden of pushing a big boulder up the hill every day where I think I have to, regale you with what's wrong with the world. There's a burden to that. And you know what? I almost had an enlightened satori after last night, and that was this. People come out on the stage of life, whether they're performers or not, and they either bring light or darkness. And, of course, there are shades of gray in between. Most people bring, a mixture of shades of gray. But people in the public eye, I'm saying, can bring light or they can bring darkness. And I made a decision. Many people love me because of the lightness I can bring with my humor, my ability to, my insight, the use of my mind at its best. There's another part of me. There's a darker side to me when I get very angry. And I would say that that's important at times. But when you start using anger as an act, and you start using anger as your daily act, you're not bringing light to the world. You're not bringing lightness to the world. And you're bringing yourself darkness and weight. And I made a decision. I'm going to, as often as possible, while maintaining my viewpoint, my political viewpoint of the world in my edutainment show, which is what it is, I'm going to try and strive for the light rather than the darkness. WABC, Bob, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I read a fortune cookie tonight with dinner with my family before I went off to work, and it basically said that my burden would be lifted off the weight of my shoulders, basically after reading it. I don't take stuff like that seriously at all, and it was just very interesting to hear you say that pushing the rock up the mountain, the boulder, whatever you said, and the weight of that carrying up the mountain. It was like synchronicity, almost.
We all joke about fortune cookies. We all look at them. We make believe we don't believe in them, but we look at them. Everyone does. And sometimes they're funny and they're accurate. Most of the time, it is what it is. In fact, they're generated by machines. Nevertheless, they can be fun. It's like horoscopes. I mean, how often are they accurate? But, I just want to give you the whole story about pushing the boulder up the mountain that comes from the myth of Sisyphus. S-I-S-Y-P-H-U-S. It's a Greek myth. Sisyphus was a character in Greek mythology, if I recall correctly, who was basically cast into hell. And his burden in hell was, unless this is from Dante's Inferno, I'm not sure, but Sisyphus was, no, it had to be Greek. It's Greek mythology. Sisyphus had to push a boulder up a hill all day long, right? And when the boulder got to the top, he watched it roll down the other side. But his curse and his burden was he then had to go to the other side of the mountain and push the boulder back up the mountain the other way. And this was going to go on through eternity. That's the myth of Sisyphus, which the ancient Greeks created for us. And I think it defines most of our lives. Incidentally, many of us look at our everyday as a boulder, don't you?
That's what we're living today, I think. Every day you get up and you complain about what you see in the news and what's not being covered in the news and the things that get glossed.
Oh, absolutely. It could eat your heart out. No, if you're politically conscious and you see a London soldier butchered, and you see a Parisian soldier butchered in the street, and you see almost no response by the governments other than to crack down on those who would defend their own nation, and you see a similar mentality with Obama and his Islamists, or his, let's say, his Islamo-friendly friends, you start to say, what in the world are we seeing in our country? How long can a nation go on that attacks the very defense cells that come to its aid? Thank you for the call. Now let's go back to Hidden Stories, WABC in New York. Joe, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, hello, Mr. Savage.
Hi. What do you hide, Joe?
I'm actually an undercover narcotics detective in a major metropolitan city on the East Coast. I go to work every day. I buy drugs. I buy guns. And my wife, my family, my mom and dad, they all think I'm in sanitation.
They think you're in sanitation?
Yep. Nobody knows that I'm an undercover cop.
So what, you wear like a garbage man's uniform?
No, just when I get up and I go to work, they think I'm going to work for sanitation.
Well, you don't mean like in the Sopranos sanitation, do you?
No, not at all. They just think that I work for the sanitation department for the city.
I see, in some executive capacity, but you're actually an undercover narcotics guy who risks his life every day to stop this war on our children.
Every day.
Well, yeah, and let me tell you something. You're worth every dime of whatever pension you get. I've said that before. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people attacking the cops. If it wasn't for them, the wolves would eat all of us. God bless the wolfhounds who have the guts of the wolf and the morals of a saint. And on that note, I'll take a break and be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there are only two words you need to know. Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. So take the first step toward that new floor and call 800-672-1447 for your free catalog. It's filled with tips and ideas and unheard-of deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors that you just won't find at the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators buys directly from the mills in incredible volume, and their global buying power means they can offer you incredibly low prices other stores can't even come close to. But what it really means is you can finally afford a gorgeous new floor. So call 800-672-1447 today and we'll rush your free catalog out to you. Forget the big box stores with big flooring prices. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. Call Lumber Liquidators now at 800-672-1447. That's 800-672-1447. Again, 800-672-1447.
The best damn morning show, period.
The words for the day, damn it, Jim.
When you call in, before you hang up on yourself, and before you curse out Bob, you're going to say, damn it, Jim, at 808-5600. Okay.
Yeah. Way so to go, Jim. Here.
Damn it, Jim.
Jim, you're an idiot.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Determine if your loan is owned by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae by checking FreddieMac.com/MyMortgage or FannieMae.com/LoanLookup. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606. Equal housing lender.
I'm a responsible homeowner. I love my home and I pay my mortgage on time. Just because I'm upside down on my home, why can't I refinance and take advantage of today's low rates?
Now you can. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding. If your mortgage is owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which we can tell you, you may be eligible to refinance your mortgage under the expanded provisions of HARP. We're doing tons of these and saving homeowners thousands. No matter how upside down you are, no equity and no appraisal required. This is a true refinance into today's historic low rates designed to help responsible homeowners.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Help us help the victims and survivors of the Oklahoma City tornadoes. Please make a donation to www.unitedwayokc.org. Donations benefit United Way of Central Oklahoma, earmarked for May Tornadoes Relief Fund. Watch NBC TV tonight at 9 for a special benefit concert, Healing in the Heartland, headlined by Blake Shelton, with performances by Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Miranda Lambert, and more. Make your donation now at www.unitedwayokc.org.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
All media is a vicarious experience. You see, you got to understand that. Television, radio, movies, what is it? It's a vicarious experience. If you go to watch a movie, you're having a vicarious experience. See an action figure, you're him. You see a beautiful woman, has multiple guys running, you're her. So we understand that. So you're living through the big screen, the little screen, and the radio, and the speaker in your radio. But on the other hand, at the end of the day, you have to go back to real life, which we all want to improve in one way or another, correct? So now, as I say, the Savage Nation audience consists of millions of stories. And here, my friends, is another one. Andy in Alabama, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, appreciate your program today. I guess if you would look at some moral failings in my life, things that are hidden, it's like a junk drawer with just various moral failings, but I'll draw one out. I was a school teacher and in a different state, and, of course, we had planning periods and so forth, and my wife was pregnant with our second child, and it just always bothered me that in that time a man's needs may not be completely met. And I built a relationship with a fellow teacher, and things got out of hand one day during class times and so forth. And subsequently, years later, my wife had an affair with my best friend.
Oh, God.
I harbor so much resentment and anger toward her, but yet I still hide this from her.
So wait a minute. How did you find out about her screwing around with your friend? How did that come up?
Well, it was a lady in our church had called me and told me, because she was, if they didn't out it, she was going to out them. I'm a deep.
Okay, but wait, but you confronted your wife with her adultery, right?
No, sir. She actually called me on the telephone and told me before the news would get to me.
Oh, my God. And you stayed together, though, correct?
And ironically, I had just stopped in an investment branch.
Oh, wait, Andy, I'm sorry, but you stayed with your wife after she confessed?
Yes, I did. I had two small children, and I didn't want to throw my children into a whirlpool.
Well, of course not. You don't throw children into the whirlpool of a divorce. But how long has it been since this confession of your wife?
Dr. Savage, my personal happiness is less important than my children's welfare.
Well, that's the way it should be. And that's, you see, this is a beautiful thing for the audience to hear because that's been lost. Of course the children should come first. We've reversed everything, and so people are more miserable than ever before. Because if you live only for yourself, you're never going to be happy. You have to live for the children. And the fact of the matter is you have done the right thing. So what is it that's bothering you? Is it you never told her that you cheated on her?
Well, yes, it's kind of a passive-aggressive type thing, a self-loathing. My self-loathing exhibits to her in a deep anger and resentment and distrust.
So what you're doing is that you're actually not, you've not told her about your adultery in order to harbor a grudge to justify your anger towards her for having cheated on you. So it's a very interesting dynamic that Sigmund Freud himself could unravel. But it's not such a Gordian knot that you can't unravel it yourself.
Yes, and it in essence, it keeps me elevated above her because I've...
No, it doesn't. It keeps you engaged in a seething anger that you can never let go. But you're using your adultery as fuel for your own rage towards her.
Yeah.
So here there is a solution to this if you really want it. I don't know if you want to break the tension because some people get so used to tension they can't let go of it. But I would give you some advice. You say you're a member of a church. Is that still true?
Yes. But I've lost a lot of faith because my...
Understand. As we get older, some of us lose faith entirely. Some gain it. But nevertheless, you regain it when you get very old, I think. But Andy, is there no way you can't sit down with your wife? You're not leaving her. Your children are older now, but you're still not leaving her. You're an honest, moral man. You're living with this pain. You're using the pain as a weapon against her and yourself. Is there no way to sit down with her, with a minister or a preacher from your church, and get it all out there and get it over with?
I'm sure I could, but it's...
You don't want to. You don't want to because your anger is your friend.
Yes.
Your anger has become your best friend. You live with your anger because that anger is your animus.
Well, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies.
Oh, God. Well, but you don't want to live with this toxin. I'm telling you, it's going to poison you the rest of your life. You got to get it out of you. I can tell you by calling this show, you're telling me that your toxicity is overwhelming you.
Yeah, it's physically, mental, spiritual. It's a heavy weight to carry.
All right, so why don't you get rid of it by having a meeting with her and your priest? I don't understand.
Okay, I'll be forthright as self-actualizing as I can. My pride and my ego would not let me admit because of the anger and the animus that I've treated her. If I say something, and Dr. Savage, I'm being an open book to you. If I say something to her, it puts years of hypocrisy in my face.
Okay, so then you wind up losing. In other words, if you admit it, then she has a justification for why she cheated on you. It's something crazy there, right?
Oh, it is. It's bizarre.
All right, so then the answer is not to have the meeting. It sounds to me like the wound has been, I'm looking for the word. What happens when you cut yourself and a wound heals over? There's a scar, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so you have a scar over this wound, but you still feel the pain from the cut. You don't want to reopen that wound because you're liable to bleed to death and become infected. Isn't that what you're saying?
Very good analogy, yes, sir.
Then what I'm going to say to you is live with the scar and go on with your life. You're just another human being on the planet walking around with many cuts and many bruises and many scars. And that's not so bad. You have got a good marriage. You still have children. You're still an honest man. And that's the end of it.
Savage.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-492-9715. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-492-9715. 1-800-492-9715. 1-800-492-9715.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. An independent organization has been hired to take a close look at Caltrans. The agency has been under fire for its handling of safety issues on the Bay Bridge. More than $12,000 in reward money is being offered for information that helped solve the robbery of a credit union office in Santa Rosa. The Redwood Credit Union on Poor Street was robbed last week by three armed and masked men. And police have arrested a Disneyland employee on suspicion of placing a so-called dry ice bomb in a trash can at the theme park last night. Detectives arrested a 22-year-old Long Beach man for doing it. Taking a look at the roadways, we've got problems in Novato, northbound 101 near the dump. Stalled car, right lane traffic is backed up through the Novato Narrows. Other than that, we do have a stall being reported in northbound 85 at Fremont Avenue. No details coming in on that one. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Wasting too much time on the internet? Put your time to good use. Make the internet come to you. Become a KSFO insider online now. Click the VIP club at KSFO.com. Get the best damn morning show insider information from Brian Sussman and Melanie Morgan. KSFO deals, ticket giveaways, exclusive content. But you can't win if you don't get the email. Join the KSFO VIP club now online at KSFO.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now let's talk with the former senior director of the National Security Council and the highest-ranking woman on the White House staff under Reagan. Okay? Wish to God she was still there. She sent me an email saying that my novel, A Time for War, is prescient, important, and she's here to talk about it. And we've talked before about the possible threats to the country from cells within using unconventional methods like an EMP attack. I brought this up in my latest novel, A Time for War. Joining us now is Karna Bowdman, a former senior director of the National Security Council and highest-ranking woman on the White House staff under Ronald Reagan, who's been studying the effects of a possible EMP attacks, as I brought it up in my novel. Well, here we go again. Karna Bodman, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, delighted to be with you, Michael. This is going to be great fun.
Well, give the audience a little background on yourself.
Well, I did, first of all, for about 15 years I was on the air. I used to anchor the news out in the West Coast, San Francisco, which is one of the locations in your terrific book, A Time for War, and also in Washington, D.C., and then I did go into the Reagan White House, served there for 6 years. So I had the honor of serving with the man. It was really terrific.
What about my novel, A Time for War, caught your eye? What caused you to write me?
Well, I tell you, I saw a review, I believe it was in Publishers Weekly, and I read a lot of these reviews. I try to keep up with the thriller genre and so forth. And the book, it talked about an EMP threat. And I thought, oh, my word, this is an issue. I've been writing about it myself. I wrote a political thriller about it. Castle Bravo came out recently. I thought, I have to read Michael's book. It just sounds fascinating. So I picked up the book, finished reading it, and had a great time because, as I said, it takes place in San Francisco. It takes place at Travis Air Force Base, which actually I once lived there for a year and a half years ago when I was once married to an Air Force officer. But the bigger point is that EMP, electromagnetic pulse, is a true threat. I mean, I know we write about it in political thrillers, but this is something that I've been following for a long time, especially tying it into our missile defense system, which, of course, I was there when Reagan announced his missile defense MD program, SDI, or Star Wars, as some people would call it. So this is a key component that we should be expanding to guard ourselves against an EMP attack.
What kind of effects would we see from an EMP-style attack?
Well, Michael, let me share with you a story that, actually a conversation that I had with the Major General who was head of our entire Missile Defense Force. And we were talking about EMP and what it means, what it is, and so forth. And he said, let's imagine that it's a few years down the road and some militant group, country doesn't like us, somehow gets hold of a small nuclear device. Now, they're all trying, right? I mean, Pakistan's got 100 of them. I mean, they're all over the place. And let's say they also get hold of a delivery vehicle. Could be as simple as a Scud missile. Now, by the way, somebody tried to sell a Scud missile on eBay some time ago. Caught that guy. So let's say they have these components, and they're on a disguised fishing boat or something off one of our coasts. And what their plan is, they're not going to aim it directly at Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York, which would be unbelievable, of course. No. The plan would be to aim it straight up in the air and detonate it many miles up in the atmosphere. It could be 50 miles up. Now, what happens in that eventuality is it doesn't kill you on the ground. No, not right then. It doesn't. But what it does is think of shockwaves emanating from this nuclear detonation. And those shockwaves are called, as we write about, an electromagnetic pulse, or EMP. And what that does, it flies all the electronics on the ground, not just targeted ones in small weapons, but all of them from that kind of a distance. So we would have no electricity grid, no internet, no cell phones, no aviation, no transportation, no communication of any kind. We would have no automobiles that would work, no refrigeration. And he looked at me and he said, Karna, it would set us back to the year 1910. And don't think our enemies aren't looking at it.
Well, is this a kind of attack we can recover from in a week or two?
No way. Here's the problem. It isn't as if the grid comes back or the lights come back on a week later after you fix the lines after a hurricane or a tornado or something. No. They're fried. So you have to replace them. And here's the problem. Think how long it would take to replace all those parts, all those computers, all those turbines, all those lines. This is a very real threat. Now, this is one reason why I'm so concerned about expanding our missile defense forces, especially we do have interceptors, as you all know, out at Vandenberg Air Force Base by Santa Barbara. And they're tied in with radar and satellites up at Fort Greene, Alaska, and we're working with other countries. But we don't have any interceptors on the East Coast. Oh, now I will say this. Okay. The Obama administration, after cutting back on missile defense plans and even canceling the second test of the airborne laser, which we had been working on, which is pretty cool, he now is kind of okay under a lot of pressure. He's going to start up some of these systems again and work on maybe putting some interceptors on the East Coast to protect us. But you know what? It's supposed to be after an environmental study. Can you believe this? I mean, what the heck would the environmental impact of a nuclear strike be? Tell me that.
Do you think this government is doing enough to protect us from such an attack?
No, our government is not doing enough. Here's the thing, Michael. We've had what we call an EMP commission. You know, really smart guys looking at this issue, and they testify before Congress. And in fact, I read all the testimony several years ago. They made all kinds of very good recommendations about hardening systems, hardening the grid, ordering backup turbines, and things like that, which we don't even make anymore. I think they're made in Japan. It'd take a year or two. Getting better equipment and all that sort of thing. But, you know, it takes money and determination. And so things really have just been put off and not done. Oh, yeah, now certain things are hardened. Yeah, our military communications, a lot of their systems are hardened, Air Force One probably. But, hey, what about the rest of us? What about the rest of us?
Well, what should they be doing? What changes should be made for our national security?
Well, number one is, as we just said, missile defense. We do have some terrific, terrific people working on missile defense systems. And, you know, I wish Reagan, President Reagan, were alive today, God love him, to see that his dream of missile defense is really working. I mean, we had over 40 successful tests of ballistic missile targets. And tests, as I mentioned once, you know, we have an airborne laser system. We also have the Aegis system, which is on ships. And we're expanding a little bit the Aegis. But then again, oh, something else that I read, which just is unbelievable, some of the things that we want to do. Russia keeps getting upset about this. In fact, they've even asked us to limit the interceptor speeds that our equipment will work at, you see. So, you know, yeah, slow it down. It may hit it, it may not, you know. So number one would be missile defense, truly. And it's not that big of a budget item. It really isn't. If you run the numbers of the whole Pentagon budget, it's something like 0.09% or something. It's really minuscule. So that's number one. Backup equipment is number two. And hardening as many systems as we possibly can is number three. And paying attention and reconstituting a really good EMP commission to keep studying these issues.
Do you think this administration will do what's needed? I don't.
No. The administration, I don't see this administration as being that dedicated. I really don't. Whereas, my goodness, the first job of a president is protect the country. He talks a good game, but we can just see exactly what's going on out there. And I don't feel any more secure. I don't know if anybody else in your audience does, but I certainly don't. And this is why I know you write about it. You've written about these things. I write about it. I don't even want to speculate what could happen. Now, you know there was a show on NBC, I think it was, there is a show called Revolution. Gee, they should send us royalties or something because it's right out of our stories. And that is, how would we be living after all electronics are fried? And that's kind of the question, how would we? I mean, we are so dependent on electronics. Nothing would work except perhaps if somebody had an old 1950s Chevy or something that has no electronics, but the only ones we have left around the hemisphere are probably not in Cuba. But it's a very real, real threat. And one reason that I'm sure you write about it, I write about it, and others do as well, and that is to call attention to these issues. Well, you know, giving the reader a good story, a good thriller to read, I've reminded that George Bernard Shaw once had a pretty good quote. He said, "The best way to get your point across is to entertain." And that's what you're trying to do.
Look, in my novel, A Time for War, I answer this, but I want your opinion. Do you have a sense of what the chances we see this kind of attack and who would it come from? I think it's going to come from the Chinese. Who else has the capacity for it? And that's why in my novel, A Time for War, they are the villain.
Well, we do know that other countries are developing these kinds of what we call e-weapons. Now, I'm not saying that they would necessarily strap a small nuclear device on a missile, as was described earlier, although I think there are some militant groups that would dearly love to try to do something like that. Whether they'd have the capability in the near future, one doesn't know. But these other types of e-weapons in A Time for War, it could be very real. As a matter of fact, we know, for instance, that the Chinese have been trying to steal a lot of our defense, you know, secrets. That's been all over the news, all over the time. But we have developed, our defense contractors have developed smaller e-weapons, not nuclear, but using certain kinds of microwaves and so forth, same effect, where you can, a recent test was they zapped a building that was filled with all kinds of old computers, and they even had TV cameras set up to record the test. They zapped the building with this kind of an e-weapon, and they went in later, and all of the electronics were fried in the building. Could never use any of them again. And this is exactly, in fact, it's called CHAMP. They always have acronyms for these things. And we did use an e-weapon, I believe, in the beginning of the Iraq War, because we knocked out Saddam's military communications. So if we can do it, I believe other countries can do it as well.
In addition to my novel, A Time for War, which I'll repeat until people finally go out and buy it for Father's Day, where can we read more?
Well, you're kind to ask. Obviously, people should read your book, Time for War. It's got a great red cover. And I have a website if anybody would like to check it out. It's just my name, karnabodman.com, K-A-R-N-A-B-O-D-M-A-N, karnabodman.com. Love to have somebody come visit and, you know, shoot me an email so they could check it out. And also, anybody who wants to just Google EMP or the EMP threat, there is a lot of information out there on the web, and these are things that I think we should all be very concerned about, talk to our members of Congress about, and, keep our fingers crossed that this administration, or hopefully the next one, will really pay attention.
Karna Bodman, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation. I wish you were still in the White House.
Thank you. It's been great fun.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. One of my guy friends, a couple weeks back, we were going to a concert, and he dyed his entire head fire engine red. Now, it looked great, but after the concert, when he was stripping that color out of his hair, you should have seen how much of his hair, A, fell out, and B, just broke off. And he looked at me like a girl would look after a tragedy with their hair, and he didn't know what to do. And I told him, hey, I use Ovation, and it works for me, and I know that it will work for you, too. And he gave it a try, and you guys, it fixed his problem. His hair was breaking, dry, brittled, and damaged, and it is now stronger, healthier, and shinier than it was before he dyed it fire engine red for this show. And he got the special introductory offer. All he had to do, go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com, and remember, KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I want a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I asked you, what are you hiding from your friends and neighbors? What do you not tell them? And we got some of the most amazing calls. The phone number is 855-400-7282, meaning what do you hide from your friends or family? Make me the priest that you wouldn't tell this to. In other words, you go into a priest's whatever, the booth there, a confessional, and you can't tell him everything because he probably knows you. But you can tell it on a national radio show. Isn't that odd? Because you have more anonymity on a national radio show than you have in the inside the confession booth. You know, the Savage Nation is an audience of millions of stories. What you're about to hear is one of them. Sonia on WABC, tell the audience what your hidden story is.
Well, I'm in love with my first love, although I'm married, and I know it isn't right. I'm very aware of that, but I have to tell someone because I don't trust my friends, and I know no one listens to your station because they're all liberals, but I had to tell someone, and I don't know what to do.
That's amazing. Well, first of all, let me say this. You have to get it off your chest. It's killing you. I can hear that. And it's a shame you have no one to turn to, but this is a tough, tough topic. How many years have you been married to your husband?
7.
And without getting too detailed so that we don't give anything away, you went back to the first love before you were married. How long have you been seeing him on the side?
I haven't. that's the problem. The reason why this came up is because I made the mistake of going into Facebook, and I saw him there, and it brought back all these memories, and it just hit me that I'm still in love with him. And I know I have to move on, and I have moved on, but I can't help how I feel, and I don't know what to do.
Sonia, how many children do you have with your husband?
I'm sorry?
How many children do you have with your husband?
I don't have any children.
Now, that's interesting. You married 7 years and no children. How come?
I don't know.
Did you want children?
No.
Did he want children?
He was neutral.
Are you a religious person?
Yes, I'm a Catholic.
Well, of course you're racked with guilt because this goes against your entire religious beliefs, sir. But you haven't committed adultery, Sonia.
No.
So let's tamp down the guilt here. Having feelings is one thing; acting on them is another. Let me explain something to you, Sonia. Everyone has feelings: feelings for lust, feelings for hate, feelings for anger. Some people want to murder somebody, but the difference between a moral person and an immoral person is not the feelings, but whether you act on them. And the difference between you and an immoral person is a chasm that you shouldn't even be worrying about. You're still a moral woman. You didn't act on your feelings.
I know. It just...
So don't you understand that having feelings is a good thing? It's not a bad thing. It means you're still alive inside.
Be over this. I want it to be over this. I don't want to go.
Well, it's a very, you could say you want to be over it, but it's like having a mole that won't go away. And to put it in a, you know, just because you want the mole to go away and you put different creams on it doesn't mean the mole is going to go away. Sometimes the mole gets bigger.
I can't believe I'm speaking to you, Mike. I've listened to you for so many years. I can't believe it, but I had to call you tonight.
I hope you don't get in trouble. I mean, I don't want anyone to call you and say, I heard you on the Savage Nation. But you prefaced this call by saying, you called me because all your friends are liberals who wouldn't listen to me. That's interesting unto itself.
Well, I could even say the other person's name. Nobody from his side of the family listens to you.
Thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it. That's nice to know. The most unlistened to show in America. I like that. Well, it's actually an act of pride that liberals won't listen to me. Why should they listen to something that offends their sense of entitlement and stupidity, where they think they know everything? Maybe they'll learn something or change their viewpoint. So you're a political conservative in a Catholic world that's very liberal. So here's the last question. Your husband, is he liberal or conservative?
He's conservative, but I know, is not listening to you at all.
Okay, and your first love, conservative or liberal?
He's conservative.
So maybe he's listening.
No.
You know, if I were a psychiatrist, and I'm not, but if I were in the therapy world, what the therapist would say to you is, they would tell you to explore the relationship with your first guy without sleeping with him, but meet with him. That's what they'd say. Don't sleep with him, but meet with him and see what you really feel. Get it out of your mind, because they'd be afraid, Sonia, that even though you say you're not going to go on Facebook, you're going to start fantasizing about him for the rest of your life, and then you're going to look back and say, I wonder if I should have met with him. Maybe I would have had a better life. That's what's going to happen. And so I can't give you any definitive conclusion to this conversation. For one, I'm not a therapist. Two, it's a radio show. And three, at the end of the day, you have to make your own decision. So I hope I haven't disturbed you more than helped you, but I thank you very much for having the temerity to call the show, and I thank you for calling. What else can I say to this poor woman? That's one of life's... dilemmas is the split screen image in our head.
Savage.